One of the world's best freedivers never resurfaced after a practice dive off the coast of Spain on Sunday. After days of searching, Natalia Molkanova's son said yesterday that his mother was not likely to be found alive. James Nestor followed Molkanova's diving career. He's a San Francisco-based journalist and author of the book Deep, Freediving, Renegade Science, and What the Ocean Tells Us About Ourselves. He's on the line from California. James, welcome.
Thanks a lot.
You interviewed Natalia Molkanova a couple of times for Outside Magazine. Your reaction to her death?
Well, it's completely tragic, but it's not unexpected. A lot of these competitive divers really push beyond their body's limits. And this is why there's been such a rash of deaths and accidents in the past few years in competitive freediving.
And can you explain how this sport works for people who may not be familiar with it? There are lots of different ways to do it. You can go down with weights. You can go down with a fin. You can go down to amazing depths on a line. How does this work?
Well, there's a huge difference between competitive freediving and recreational freediving. In competitive freediving, there's a dozen different disciplines. There's holding your breath underwater, there's going down on lines with weights, no limits, machines, you name it. But recreational diving is simply taking a breath of air and using your body as the only machine to dive deep in the ocean. And people have been doing that kind of diving for tens of thousands of years.
Molkanova was incredibly good at this, almost superhuman. She could hold her breath for up to 9 minutes. We don't know exactly what happened on this dive, but knowing what you know about the sport, what could have gone wrong? What does go wrong when you dive to depths that are over hundreds of feet?
Well, she was the best. She is right now holding every woman's world record except for no limits diving. And, you know, when she came on the scene around 13 years ago, she just really took the whole competitive freediving world by storm. What these freedivers do is when they practice, they tend to go just a little bit beyond their limits every time they dive. I don't know if it's a thrill thing. I don't know if it's a way that they can train for deeper dives. But so many of these competitive freedivers who can dive down to 500, 600 feet on a single breath of air have died in swimming pools, have died in 40 feet of water. So I have a feeling, unfortunately, that's what happened here. She was also diving in an area that's known for tremendously strong currents, which is a big no-no with any diving.
So you do this. What does it feel like when you're down that deep? I mean, the pressure must be one thing. The temperature of the water, probably another. What's it like down there?
Well, I luckily learned freediving from a bunch of people who approach it more as a meditation or a yogic practice, where you just go down until you feel like coming up and you come back up. But for me personally, once I learned this more meditative side of freediving, it's just one of the most incredible things I've ever done. It's silent down there. There's no gravity. Instead of animals swimming away from you the way they do with scuba diving, they swim towards you, envelop you in their pods and shoals, and it's just an amazing way to connect with the ocean.
As you say, though, if you are doing this on a more competitive basis, you are pushing yourself. You are pushing yourself to extremes that the human body can take. And we are simply humans in the sea, and if you are really pushing yourself that hard, that the ocean, the sea, will always win, right? Was she being reckless?
Well, the human body has a number of things called mammalian dive reflexes, which allow us to dive to tremendous depths. We share these reflexes with dolphins and whales. Our lungs engorge with plasma. Blood streams up from our extremities. All of these things allow us to hold our breath so much longer than we would be able to do on land. But luckily, we also have a number of triggers that our body lets us know when it's time to come up for the surface. And competitive freedivers learn to turn off those natural triggers. And that's why I think competitive diving is really crazy. When I saw it out in Kalamata for the first time, and that's when I interviewed Natalia, I just thought it was absolutely nuts.
She's been called the greatest freediver in history. What does this do to the sport? Does it scare people off, or does it just invigorate it?
Well, hopefully it scares some people off. She is the greatest freediver. She's won every single discipline. But I hope that this is a real red flag to the competitive freediving community that what they're doing is dangerous.
James Nestor, San Francisco-based journalist who has interviewed Natalia Mokonova, missing now off the coast of Ibiza for several days. James, thank you.
Thank you.